The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I found this thing about a week ago or so.
You sent it to me about a week ago.
And I have no idea where I found this. It's like,
I specifically asked you, how did you find this?
I don't know.
And you're like, I don't know, bro. I just looked through some weird, and here we go.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a podcast.
It almost reminded me of that Netflix thing, Dear White People.
Yeah, but
it's not Dear White People. It's Dear White Parents.
I have no idea where I found this. I have no idea. It's a guide, apparently, and I haven't watched the video. I sent it over to him because it had a video that was like, watch the film. And I was like, I'm not watching that film, so I'm going to wait till I got next to him. It's 3 minutes and 26 seconds, and I'm going to tell you guys right now, I don't know what it's about. When you click on the homepage, it says, like, how was race invented? Why are people shouting Black Lives Matter? Allyship, anti-racism, what is oppression? I want to know. I really want to know. I'm non-educated white male in America. I have no idea. So I was like, I'm going to go on here. And I'm a parent. So I'm like, you're a parent.
And you're white.
And I'm white. So this is
so
great.
This so video is directly for us because we are both white parents.
How old were you when you first became aware of... Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's not the same thing. When you became of dots, that's what it says. I don't really know.
How old were you when you first became a three dots in a row?
So it starts off by saying this, we can raise an anti-racist generation. So the whole reason that we're even into this point of talking about anti-racist generation is because we constantly bring it up on a daily basis. When I was growing up, that was not a thing we ever even talked about ever.
Have you seen the Morgan Freeman interview?
No,
there's an awesome interview with Morgan Freeman in it, and the guy's like, well, how do you think we can combat racism?
Stop talking about it.
Yeah, stop talking about it. He's like, I'm gonna stop calling you a white man, and you're gonna stop calling me a black man.
Yeah, I mean, it's that
like
simple.
It's pretty easy. It's not that hard, but for some reason, now we have websites devoted to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And one being this one, dearwhiteparents.guide.
Because knows that if anybody can tell me how to be a white parent, it's somebody else.
It's another random person on the internet I've never met.
It's somebody else. Somebody has put me in a race category telling me that I'm racist.
Oh, my God. I want everybody to... There's guides. The film, there's a film we're going to watch here in a second.
Right.
There's a guide for parents, a guide if you have a 3 to 5-year-old, 6 to 10-year-old, 11 to 14, and 15 plus. There's legit... Like, someone has spent money and dollar bills behind this and put time out of their life to do it. All right, here we go.
Just so we're clear, like at some point in time, I want to do the Steven Crowder thing where we send Charles out to infiltrate this group because they have meetings on their website. And Charles is giggling right now, but nobody's seen his face. And I think it would be perfect to send Charles behind cover.
Oh, Charles would
like
be great.
Undercover like to go that. To the one of these because they have meets. And you know where these folks are out of?
I don't know.
It may or may not be Dallas.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what I saw when I was doing my research. Like, they have meetups and stuff.
It was made by Love by Hugo and Kat, so.
I don't even know what the hell
We should send them an info and see if they want to come on the podcast.
I thought about asking Dear... Yeah, I thought about sending them an email, and I was like, that might be a little too forward because I haven't judged their video yet.
So let's watch the video. We've never seen the video, and we're going to... If you guys are listening to this through the podcast, you're not going to be able to see what we're seeing, but you're going to be able to hear it. So I'm lucky for you.
Why... The police officer, when he killed the black man, why didn't he go to jail?
Honestly, I don't know how to explain.
It's easy. It's called murder. If a cop kills somebody and he goes to jail, it's because he murdered somebody.
No, yes. Why didn't he go to jail?
Oh, why didn't he?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I couldn't understand the kid. That would be called an affirmative defense to murder because the cop was probably defending himself or somebody else.
He used to be a cop. I didn't.
I'm just saying that would be the reason. Just okay. Throwing it out there.
Okay. So what it goes on to say, it goes on to say this. We asked 4 white families to talk to their children about racism.
Moving on.
If white parents don't start having these conversations, I think things are going to get worse.
Why are the police treating people differently? Can't they get in trouble for treating people differently?
White people haven't been having...
I have to pause it again.
I can tell.
I have to pause it
what
again.
What is it? Let's hear it.
Cops don't treat people
they don't.
Differently.
I know they don't treat anybody differently.
Okay. They really don't. Really. Like, really. Cops do not treat people differently. I don't give a shit what anybody tells you. They do not. If anything, if cops do treat people differently, and I mean this with, like, all it... Like, the best of my heart forward, cops do their best not to get involved with people of color, especially if they're white, because they don't want to get caught up in the freaking liberal BS that's being spat these days.
Okay.
Do you know how many white people are killed by cops?
I've actually seen the numbers, yeah.
It's like twice that. It's more than twice that. Look it up. So cops, no shit, do their best to avoid getting into confrontations with people of color because of the race game and because of how quickly it blows up. If anything, police officers treat people of color differently because of that. We are at that point in this country. I am not making that up. No, not number of people. You need to go by number of race. And you know what? While we're at this, in Colorado, there was a state bill passed like 2 years ago when I was a cop called SB 270. SB 270 specifically says in Colorado that every single police contact that they have with like some sort of a suspect, they have to annotate a bunch of things. One being the race of the individual that they contacted, the reason for contact, and what the disposition or outcome of it was, whether or not they got a warning, a ticket, or taken to jail, whatever it is.
I got it. Actually, Matt, you are correct. Matter of fact,
what do you know? I'm right again.
Every single, I'm going to say since 2013, white people have actually been killed more than black people every single year by police. And we'll say 2013, there was 425 white compared to just under 300 black. And it's the same. I could say this again. In 2015, there was 550 white people and 300 black people killed. And
right. Here's the crazy part. Like the argument that this comes into place, uh-huh. because I'm well versed in this argument.
Because there's more white people in America than there is.
Well, no. So yeah, they're going to say, well, there's more white people than black people in America. Yeah. However, like African-Americans end up committing far more violent crimes than white people end up doing at a disproportionately higher percentage rate.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Right. What's so with that being said, with those violent crimes being committed at a disproportionately higher percentage rate, they still have a lower kill ratio.
Okay.
Death ratio, whatever. The cops KD ratio, if you will, is much lower
probably not
on those violent crimes.
The best way to put it, but yeah,
I don't care.
I get what you're saying.
It's correct.
Okay. It is the way that, yeah,
it's factual. And people that are listening to this podcast are going to understand what I'm talking about when I say KD ratio. Like, it's factual. Cops treat people of color differently, and when they do it, it's actually to the benefit of that person of color because cops don't want to get into it. I have seen it firsthand. I have talked to the cops about it. Fact, that happens.
Okay, well.
Moving on.
Move and play, here we go.
Sorry, I got triggered.
30 seconds in.
These conversations with their children because they don't have to.
Do you guys know what it means to have white privilege?
When you're not the target of the discrimination, it's not as visible to you. And that invisibility is a freedom.
What do you think it looks like to see somebody be racist? So is it like somebody shouting the N-word and burning a cross? Or do you see it in little places?
How old was that girl?
I'm going to say maybe 9, 10-ish.
So 9, 10 years old, we're sitting our kids. This is what this video wants us to do. Sit our kids down and be like.
Definitely not, no.
Do you think racist people are shouting the N-word or burning crosses? Or is it because they don't know what's happening?
I don't know. I will give this person props. This lady, she's actually gave herself the title of racist educator. So she definitely is making a fat sack of cash going around teaching people about racism. I'm give her props. She literally generated a title for herself to make money.
Racist educator.
Good job. I like it.
Yep.
Props. You know what? What do we always say? Capitalism at its best.
Moving on.
The talk is this conversation that Black parents have with our Black children to prepare them for, in essence, this racist world.
Racist world. That's.
It's illegal to have
justice for him.
Racist world. We, the most powerful country on planet Earth, had literally had a Black president for 8 years.
I teach my child to treat everyone equally.
We have a Black VP right now.
And that's inadequate. It is not enough. Children, whether you've taught them to be mean or not, are making sense.
What do you mean it's inadequate? What do you mean it's inadequate?
Teaching your kids.
What do you mean? That's the most asinine shit ever. How do you, are you going to come out here and say, you going out there teaching your kids to treat people fairly and the same is inadequate? It's not good enough. What the fuck you mean? I'm here to teach my kid. You don't treat anybody different. My daughter, I promise you right now, she's six.
Fact.
If she sees somebody, Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, she has no, she doesn't understand. She's going to want to go play with them because she's not taught that there's a fucking difference in race. They're just a person. I promise you. She goes to a park. She goes anywhere. She doesn't give a fuck if there's a Black person standing on top of the slide or a white person standing on the monkey bar. She's going to go play with them all.
They're all going to go play.
They're
going
to go play. Because guess what? They're not taught about this bullshit she's spreading right here. And it's a God honest truth. It is. And it makes me a little bit irritated that she even says that. That these people have these fucking agendas and these plans for us parents who teach our kids a certain way. That's not the way it is. We're a minute 23 into this 3 minute and 30 second video. So cheers to dearwhiteparents.guide for guiding me down the path of.
You know what's funny is I was showing my kids Medal of Honor recipients. Like there's a Netflix series on Medal of Honor.
I couldn't watch it because it made me like all bug out.
Yeah, I get that. But my kids, I like showing my kids and teaching my kids just about everything. I'm an open book with them as within reason, right? So we're going over Medal of Honor recipients, and there was one from World War II. And it actually talked about during it that units were segregated during World War II. Yep. And that predominantly African American units were not allowed to fight on the front lines. And they did their best to like stick them in the rear and do all sorts of things. And that it showed this guy that actually got attached to a forward unit towards the invasion of Germany, and how this man went about doing some amazing things. And my kids asked me, Dad, why is it that way? I'm like, because we used to be stupid as a country.
Yep.
Because we were, I can't use the R word anymore, I guess, but we were stupid.
Though they were racist?
No.
Oh, yeah, you can't use that word.
Yeah. I can say racist all I want, but don't say the word retarded. Like, you're mentally retarded. Like, you have an issue inside of your brain. I can't say that.
The thing is, they just thought differently back then.
They thought differently. They were raised differently. And that's why we're, raised like, going about raising our kids. And so when those issues come up, you bring that up and you address it with your kid. You don't sit your kids down and you show them and you educate them over time. You don't sit there and be like, now, racist people don't always burn crosses. You show them how stupid it is over time.
Or you just act it like an adult should act and don't act like an idiot.
Right.
And your kids are literally going to just, they're going to be in the
image of
their.
They're going to figure it out.
Yeah, it's just, keep going. Just press play.
So the world around them, what's beautiful and what's not, who gets to be a certain role and who doesn't. If we aren't the ones teaching them, then who or what is?
What is racism and what do you think about it?
Have you ever seen somebody treated unfairly because of the color of their skin?
The talk sounds like it's this one-off thing that you do, but it's really a continuous conversation.
Do you remember why they were protesting?
No, I don't.
What about you? Have you ever caused racial harm before?
It's really hard to hear, well, this is a hard conversation. I don't want to make my child sad. You don't want to make your child sad, and I don't want my child to die. These are not equivalents.
No, keep it going. I've never, this is.
Oh,
Do you remember the first time you saw someone being treated unfairly because of race, or that you saw things that seemed not right to you?
You know, I just did not get it back then. And I had to go back and apologize and say, I was so ignorant to this. Like, I can't believe I said this. Everything I was saying was racist and I didn't even know it.
Talk to young children about what racism is, giving them the language to understanding.
Because slavery was legal at that point in time. So
they can be disruptors. They can shape and shift culture.
I think what's going to help is just talking about it, because right now, when we're having this conversation, it helps me want to stand up.
Pull out a recent moment in history and talk about what happened with George Floyd.
I'm sorry, I have to stop. I don't think if I asked my kids those questions, I'm pretty sure they would look at me like I had a dick growing out of my forehead.
Yeah, my kid would be like,
Yeah, they'd be like, the hell are you talking about, Dad?
But you know, when you stick some people inside of a house and you put the correct, so people also don't realize is watching this, the correct lighting's inside this room. This is set up. It's literally like set up like a stage, kind of like in here. There's a lot of good lighting. And these, you think that this was just random? This wasn't random. These questions were given to him to ask. It was literally, it's an ad.
100% staged.
It's a staged ad.
100%. I don't see how asking your kids these questions. Now, I do get raising your kids is to be decent human beings. What I don't get is just driving this nail into their head, because what that does is that opens that door for maybe I should be this way, or there is a group of people that are doing this.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's effed up regardless.
We may not always know the answer, but we'll try and help you learn. And then I want you to take all the good things that you learn and try and teach others and to try and say that's not right.
You don't have to have all the answers, but that doesn't mean we can't start. It's time. It's time for us to talk about what happens to people with darker skin. It's time to talk about, what do you believe? What type of world do you want to create?
I have to say it. Okay. I have to say it. They said, take a look at what happened to George Floyd.
Yeah,
Show your kids what happened to George Floyd.
Okay, George Floyd, yeah, he shouldn't have been killed. Okay. It was excessive force. But George Floyd was also a turd.
Well, let's take George Floyd and his history and being a turd out of it.
Okay.
All right, let's look at like the situation that was happening. We know for a fact that man had fentanyl in his system.
Which is crazy. Fentanyl is the leading killer of 18 to 49-year-olds in the U.S. right now.
Amazing. So we know for a fact he had fentanyl in his system. And additionally, there was also like fentanyl that was discovered inside of the vehicle in the area where he was sitting. And at one point in that vehicle where it like freeze frames, it actually shows fentanyl on his tongue or what could be perceived as drugs on him, right? With all of that being said, with the situation that was unfolding around them, to even act like that was a racist situation or that that cop would have acted differently in that situation with somebody else of a white person or of an Asian person or of any other person is absolutely ridiculous. There's zero evidence whatsoever that that was a racist incident. Zero.
No, I would assume it would have came out if the guy had had previous issues with people of color, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
There was none. Okay. There is zero evidence. And that cop had been serving on that force for years and years and years. And he actually was doing a restraint that was trained within there. Now, it was not intended to be used for that long. But also, there is like this whole thing where like, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm going to leave it at the racist part. There's zero evidence that that was racist whatsoever. And to throw that in the face of a guy that made a stupid mistake and is serving time for it and saying that that is now racist because it was a white cop and a black man is just such a stretch of the truth. It's not even funny. I guarantee you at some point in that cop's career, what was his name? Chauvin?
Chauvin, whatever.
I guarantee you at some point in that man's career, he has done more for the African American community than this lady has by making her stupid ass video. I don't even know the man, and I can almost guarantee it. I guarantee you he has taken care of children of color. I guarantee you he has gone to disturbances of those families. I guarantee you he has helped people out so far across the board. So to label him as a racist because he was, as far as the court of law is concerned, was responsible for his death is absolutely ridiculous. And that is the problem with this country. It is not... We are not saying that this is a cop that made a stupid mistake, used some sort of excessive force that may or may not have caused this man's death, but definitely contributed to it. And he's serving time for it. We're automatically just drawing this line and saying it's racist. Show me in the court document where he got charged with a racially motivated crime.
I'm not arguing with
it's
you.
It's not there.
Yeah, no.
Because he's not a racist. That man was committing a felony.
It was an election year, so.
Right. I
mean, it was. It is what it is.
Right. But to call it a racist incident is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm all for fixing, police reform, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. I'm not for taking it off. But to call it a racist incident is a freaking, I don't want to call it a bully move, but it is a low blow. It is a low blow.
It goes on to say, we can rise an anti-racist generation.
We can raise.
Talk to your children about racism early and often. And it's a slow music. And it says, get started today at dearwhiteparents.guide. So there you go. If you guys would like to get started, you guys can. You guys can go there if you guys would like. This was my first time actually seeing this film. It's very strange. It's definitely motivated towards, I don't really know. Is there somewhere on here where we can donate money? Because that's probably a big thing here, right? Or no? I don't know. Yeah, you can buy books. There you go. Books. I don't know.
Articles, films, or teaching a Thanksgiving in a socially responsible way. Discouraging congressional investigations of January 6th. It's all just a bunch of bullshit. There is, I was looking on here earlier, and there's a part of this that's called The Talk, mm-hmm. which is a real thing that I have heard about, where people of color have talks with their kids about interactions with police officers, interactions with other members of the community, and basically how to survive inside of a world outside of theirs. Really what those talks should be is not being a jackass. Like, and I say this from, you know what? I say this from a personal point of view. I was right when everything BLM oriented was going down, mm-hmm. right? When everything BLM was happening, I was cruising around in my cop car and I'm driving down the street. And as I'm driving down the street, dude, it's probably like 9 o'clock at night, but it was also around the same time COVID and everything had taken place. So the streets were pretty empty. And as I'm driving down the street, there was a group of African Americans that flipped me off. Immediately pull my car over. I don't turn on the lights or anything. Just pull my car over to the side of the road and I get out and I start hollering. I'm like, hey guys, can I talk to you for a second? They're like, what? What do you want, man? No, we're not talking to you. I was like, look, dude, I work for you. I am a servant of the people. I'm a public servant. Clearly, you're not happy with me and what I'm doing. Tell me what I can do better. You tell me what I can do better.
Well, did he give you an answer or no?
No.
Okay.
One of them lifted his pant leg up and showed me an ankle bracelet and told me that he couldn't talk to me because if he was talking to the cops, his probation officer would freaking throw him in jail.
I really don't know. I don't know.
And that's not the only time that happened either. So instead of having this talk with how the entire world's out to kill you and ruin your life and breed that in there and breed in division,
I just don't. Like,
how about you breed in that? That's how it used to be. Just like the same. If we're having a talk with our kids, think about this. If you and I are having a talk with our kids, I've never had this discussion with you before, and I just told you how the other night I'm having a talk with my kids about how stupid the U.S. used to be and breaking that down to the segregated military. But if we're having that talk with our kid and they're having a talk that says cops are going to kill you regardless of what you do, how do you expect that gap to get closed?
It'll never get closed. But the thing is, everybody always, you listen, I've said this before, the youth is always, music controls the emotions of the youth to a certain extent. If you think about it, if they don't have any parenting whatsoever, music is going to control their life. So what do they mostly talk about in music? Drugs, girls, guns, hating on cops.
Yep.
For the most part, to be honest, it is what it is. Depending on what kind of music you listen to, but I'm just throwing it out there. If there's no parenting going on, that's what's going to control these kids' lives, and that's why a lot of the youth actually goes down the wrong path of getting involved in drugs and guns and gangs and just all that kind of stuff, and they end up in the system, as we would call it.
It is the same reason, and when you look at and you break down mentality, it is the same reason why young males end up joining the military as young males join gangs.
I joined the military. I had nothing going on. I was literally pushing carts at Walmart. I had nothing going on in my life. I didn't have any family structure. My dad was already dead. My mom was gone. I had nowhere to go. So I joined the military. And I had made some of the best friends, black, white, Asian, didn't really fucking matter. We all fought next to each other, did the same thing. And that's the other thing. A lot of people would think me as being a racist. I'm probably one of the, and they're going to say, oh my God, only a racist would say, I'm far from being one of the most racist people we're ever going to meet. My last camera guy was black. He still works for me, for God's sake. I love the guy. I don't have a problem. Like, it's most asinine shit to me. And to say that America is racist is also really stupid. For one, we had President Obama. I mean, he didn't really do anything for the military or really good for
don't America. Have to agree with his policy, but I don't hate him.
I don't hate him. I don't care. He was a president for 8 years. Kamala Harris. Terrible VP, president. All right. She's also, look at every, like, for the most part, I would assume, I haven't looked up the numbers on this, but there's got to be at least, look at the NBA. Almost all black people in the NBA. NFL, same deal. They make tens of millions of dollars.
And who's rooting for them?
And who's rooting? Me, I'm on the sideline. Look. I matter of fact, I bet you, I don't even have a white person signed autograph back here. Matter of fact. Holy shit, I probably don't. I really don't.
And you just realized that now.
I now just realized it right now.
It wasn't even something that was on your radar.
Never even thought of it.
That's the problem.
Look, every single one of these people on this back of my, I'm not even, it's giving me goosebumps thinking about it. I bet you every single one, I probably have Roger Staubach. Definitely okay. have him.
Well, that's different.
But what I'm saying is, yeah. like, I'm being honest, like, that's just, you just don't think about it. There's no need. Irritating. Irritating stuff. But I hope you guys enjoy this video over here. Please subscribe if you guys are new. Hopefully, we probably triggered some people.
I got triggered.
I did.
I hope you're triggered, because I'm triggered.
I'm going to go eat some lasagna and enjoy my night. I do love you guys. I'm out. And thank you so much for enjoying over here.